Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, what time is it? Time for you to get some better alarm clock apps.
Plus, iPads in the Wild, Celebrity Edition, fitness success stories, and angrier birds.
All that, plus a bag of app caps on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Carbonite. Backing up the files on your PC or Mac is safe and easy with Carbonite. For a free trial plus 2 free months with purchase, go to Carbonite.com. Offer code iPad Today. And by Hover.com. Hover is domain name registration and management that's simple. For 10% off your new domain or a new .me domain for only $5 for the first year, go to iPadToday.hover.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Sarah Lane. I'm Leo Laporte, and it's time to talk pads.
Pads! Episode 14. Episode 14.
14. We were thinking of doing the whole show in our high school Spanish next week.
Yeah. For it's our quinceañera.
Oh, it is.
Well, it will be.
Yeah. So we should have
a big party, a lot of lace.
Yeah, wear a nice big lace dress.
Some cake, maybe. In fact, I have some pumpkin pie here.
We have delicious pie. You know, we do this show after lunch every Thursday. You can watch us do it live. I think sometimes the live part's actually better than the show.
Right,
it's certainly sillier.
We cut out all the bad stuff. The nutty parts that weren't supposed to be in there.
But we're supposed to be doing this around 1:30 in the afternoon on Thursdays, or 4:30 Eastern time.
You can pretty much guarantee that if you actually tune in at 1:30, you'll get about 15 minutes of gobbledygook.
Yeah.
But depending on the kind of person you are, you might like that. You learn a little bit about us.
Sarah and I are like old cars. We've got to warm up for a while before we're ready to roll.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes we putter out.
Speak for yourself. Actually, I am the king of puttering out.
Putt.
What are we talking about today? This is actually a strange show today.
Yeah, it's a strange show, and it's going to start off with a strange theme, but we're doing it because so many of you begged and pleaded and threw fits and tantrums that you wanted to talk about clock apps.
What?
Specifically alarm clocks. So today, we're giving you what you want. It's clock apps.
You're going to take a $500 plus item and turn it into a clock.
It's weird. Every once in a while, I'll get a request. Yeah, how about some alarm clock apps? And I'll put them in my little app folder like, yeah, this is something to revisit. But I think, well, I don't know. It seems a little specific. And then I start noticing that a lot of people are asking for it. It's not the same person every time.
This actually, I would pay $500 for this app. Our first clock app is called the Emerald Observatory, and kudos to Andy Anaco who found this thing. Look at this.
Whoa.
Oh, baby. This thing, first of all, it's got the day and the date at the bottom, but it's got so much more. If you see here, this is one of those world, where it's dark, where it's light.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Remember that used to cost, that kind of clock used to cost thousands of dollars.
I used to have a clock just like this on my wall, and it was very original and hard to find.
Yeah. I don't even know what all this stuff. See, here's where the planets are, Mars, Venus, Mercury in this outer thing here. Here's the UTC clock. So I now know, finally.
Oh, so when I ask you off the cuff.
It's right now, it's 2100.
Okay.
UTC. See, that's cool. Here's solar time.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
It's 1 o'clock solar time.
And here's sidereal time, which is actual our time.
It's solar time somewhere. Drink up, everybody.
I don't know what that. I don't know. Here is the equation of time. You can't. You tap it, nothing happens. So I don't know. This we know the year is 2010. This is a year clock that goes. It's a 400-year clock. Actually, no. This is a millennium clock.
Whoa.
It's just silly, but it's fun. It doesn't do much.
Well, it's also actually a clock.
It's a clock.
Some people don't like a digital display. So this is as beautiful and kind of old school as you can get, with everything.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. I just love
it. And it shows you the appearance of the moon.
There's the moon, the phase of the moon, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love this part. When you first turn it on, it just goes
whizz. Ooh, that's a good time. I love it. So this is Emerald Observatory.
Mm-hmm. And what is it? It's not very expensive. I think it's...
It's 99 cents, actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think just for the beauty of it alone, this is a great clock. And I think it has an alarm, but I don't know.
It's kind of got...
I can't figure it out.
If you look at the face, too, it's got the zodiac signs. I mean, it's kind of got everything. I mean,
if you're
looking for a certain theme, it's like it's probably somewhere on that face, somewhere.
Now, if you want an alarm clock, this is an alarm clock that I've had for a long time. On the Mac, and then he made an iPhone version of it, and then he made an iPad version. It's called Awaken. Now, where did I put it?
You should search.
Oh, I could just...
You're a perfect candidate for
look at
searching.
That. You know, when you have too many things, A-W-A-K-E-N.
E-N. Awaken. No results. Way to go. You didn't even download it, did you?
it was here a second ago. All right.
Poof.
All right.
Lost my app.
Okay. It was, I swear to God. What happened to Awaken? It's an alarm clock app that will play. And, you know, there's a lot of these in the App Store. There's also a lot of these available for download for the Mac that play your iTunes playlist.
Right.
Because you don't want to wake up to an ugly music, you know, or worse, an alarm sound.
Oh, the alarm is the worst way to wake up. Yeah. In fact, I used to have, until a few years ago, I had an alarm clock tape player, a cassette player. Because I had like an ocean theme thing that my dad had given me however many years ago.
Again with the sounds.
I know, with the sounds. But I used it because it was just this stupid way that I could at least be in control of the way that I woke up.
So Awaken is, you know, it's pretty much what you'd expect. It has a nice clock face, choice of clock faces. There's the flip clock that's kind of traditional. The problem with a lot of these...
You're actually looking at me. Look,
it looks just like Sarah Lane. There it is.
Ready? You want it.
I've ruined this show, haven't I? I have ruined what was a perfectly good program.
Yeah.
So it has a flip clock. Now, the problem with all of these, on the iPhone at least now you have multitasking, because we still don't have multitasking on the iPad. You have to leave the app running if you want the alarm to go off, which is kind of, you know, but you go to bed. You probably will want to plug your iPad in so you don't drain the battery overnight.
Right.
This dims. You could set the amount of dimming and so forth. So it doesn't bug you, but it's a clock. It turns your iPad into a ginormous clock, which will wake you up.
If as an alarm clock, it's not a big deal because you go, oh, leave the app running, whatever. I'm not going to do anything else. But it's not a great clock the rest of the day or night or whenever you're up and doing other things.
No, it's not like the Emerald Observatory.
Yeah.
This is a pure alarm clock that I think is just fantastic. And I think... somebody like you, with your penchant for strange noises.
Yes.
And you know, and realistic noises might like this one. I hope I didn't erase this one by accident, too. You know what I know what I did.
What? You put it in a...
I synced. And I think I must have deleted some things, but I'm pretty sure I have this one. This one uses Tibetan bells.
Oh, this is progressive, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just, you know what? I'll do another search.
Do another search for progressive alarm clock.
If I erase this, then I know that there are gremlins in here because I was just playing with this.
Well, you know, this is actually an issue when you've got multiple systems that you're plugging
into.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Because then iTunes will go, oh, are you sure? Well, so this is progressive here?
Yeah. Now, the alarm is Tibetan bells. So you have a number of different choices. They're all beautiful. Let me turn up the volume. See here. We'll set this all the way up. And now, here's the cool thing. They all have different kind of, characteristics. But here's the beautiful thing with this. It starts, this is the one I use, by the way. I just love the sound of that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So you set the alarm time, and then there are different patterns for wake up. So it starts at the alarm time, it starts at 7 a.m., ringing the bell at 5% volume.
Ooh,
just really,
I got it.
Just a little dong.
It's bringing you slowly out of your slumber.
And then
slumber.
10 seconds later, it turns it up to 10, then 15, then 20. Very gradually, over the period of a few minutes, the full cycle takes 2 minutes and 10 seconds, it will get to 100% volume, which isn't even then very loud.
Right. It's still
And it'll
still
ring
nice.
Every 5 seconds. But it's you know what? You feel like you're in a meditation chamber. And here's another nice thing. When the alarm goes off, if you want, it opens a dream journal.
Oh, my gosh.
So you
add journal entry.
You can.
And then you write down what's...
You can
you gotta
say,
do it right then.
Right then.
Or it's gone.
You could say, I dreamt I was in a Buddhist temple.
And, I was waking up to
and
the
bell was ringing or whatever.
To the tune of a monk.
Yeah. So I kind of like this for the dream journal. I really like it because, you know, I don't know about you, but some people really hate big, loud, annoying alarms. I do have to tell you, though.
Who likes big, loud, annoying
alarms? No, but somebody like Colleen, our former engineer.
She had a hard time hearing anything.
Yeah. So this has, does have like a, what they call a, where is it? Sure Wake, they call it.
where a gremlin will jump out of the iPad and shake you.
Oh, you want to hear it? It is the most annoying.
Please.
They say, warning, turn your volume down. Do not play through headphones.
Very loud.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's annoying. It's like it makes you go, I don't want to wake up. But if you're the kind of person who needs that, it does have that.
It will do that repeatedly.
It will do it repeatedly.
And jump out of bed, waving a hatchet over your head.
Exactly.
Because you think you're being attacked.
A lot of different displays. Again, this one, like the other alarms, until we get multitasking on iPad, you have to keep it running. There is an iPhone version of this. It is $1.99 for the iPad version. It's called Progressive Alarm Clock.
I mean, the dream journal part is, you kind of go, oh, that's silly, but it's actually a nice exercise. I was doing that for a while. I was waking up and writing down my dreams, and it was kind of fun because you really do remember if you have to right away.
And this is the warning. If you start doing this, you will start remembering your dreams. In my case, that was such a horror that I started taking Ambien every night.
You know, do you take Ambien every night?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
Just joking around. But it's my excuse if you find me in your bed some night.
Right, because
you
sleptwalked. It's the Ambien. Yeah, that actually happened to me once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on a plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not good.
Not good. But yeah, you know what's weird is that you write down your dreams and you go, this is kind of interesting. And then you read them 10 hours later and it's like, I am a really screwed up individual.
Exactly.
I don't want to do this anymore. And I certainly don't want anyone to find this.
Exactly my point. It's a little scary to know what you dream about. So same company makes a Zen timer. If you do you meditate?
I've dabbled. I have really bad attention span.
Where I meditate at the beautiful, I can't remember the name of it. I was so relaxed when I was there. Spirit place in the woods. They have a little Tibetan bowl they ring to signal the end of the meditation. And that's what you would use for this. The same idea. You get the beautiful bong sound. And that means it's time to slowly.
Maybe that's what you use maybe at the end of a little nap. Little midday nap.
Yeah.
You can just Zen timer yourself kind of back to reality.
And, you know, I'm waiting for pizzizz. Do you know about pizzizz?
I don't know about pizzizz. What is it?
I like pizzizz.
Like pizzazz, but not?
Let me see if I
like pizza, but with a Z?
Yeah, kind of. I'm just curious. They have a desktop app. And you could put this desktop app on. No, they don't yet have an iTunes app. But you can download this application on your Mac or Windows. And what you do is you'll create a dream. Uh-huh. Well, a soundtrack. It uses neuro-linguistic programming. It plays music in the background. It's for airplanes or anytime you want to take a short nap. It says now, and it has a strange Dutch kind of accent. Now you are going to sleep.
So it's like hypnotizing you.
Yeah. And it says things like, when you wake up, you will feel as if the world is
yours.
Like
to try this because I have a really hard time taking naps. I have to sleep at night, and if I don't get enough sleep, I'm just kind of hating life. I can't just nap.
But the problem with a nap is you can't take an hour nap because then you're groggy, right?
I can't take. I just can't even. It just doesn't work. I just lay there awake. But maybe I need to hypnotize myself with pizzizz.
I'm looking now. It's $60. It's a little pricey.
60 bones.
But what it does is
if it'll make me take a nap, I might consider it.
I have a copy. I'll make you a pizzizz.
Okay.
See, and then what you do is you put it on your iPad.
Am I going to listen to your voice?
No.
Okay, good.
I asked them. I said, would you let me record my own pizzizz tracks? They said, we are very happy with the Transylvanian who is recording our apps right now.
We went from Dutch to Romania.
I don't know.
In three steps.
I'm going to play you, before the show is over, I'll play you a pizzizz.
Okay, good.
And you can
and
you
I'll
can
fall
hear
asleep.
It.
And well, you could we'll
just
see
hear
how it works.
You could just hear it. And I think we had a coupon code for a while for pizzizz.
Pizzizz, folks, I know you're watching. Give us
some
more codes,
will
you?
He writes to me all the time, and he says.
Does he?
Yeah, he says, would you please.
Transylvania.
Oh, yeah, look, I do have pizzizz on my computer.
Oh, good.
Well, here, I'll play some pizzizz for you.
Play it. Let's see if we can all take a little nap. Ready?
Wait a minute. Okay, first I have to generate. Here's the pizzizzer. don't do that to me. Closed your eyes. Okay, I'm going to make a new pizzizz. I don't have any. Oh, you know, I can't. I'm missing pizzizz models.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. So I have to check for Elsie. I have to do, but this is again a desktop app.
A tease is.
I'll do this while we're talking. I will update the pizzizzer.
Okay.
And I will make a pizzizz for you.
Good.
And then.
I'd love to try it.
You could hear it, and you put it on. It is an iPad app. I mean, you put it on any player, iPod or iPhone or iPad, and you set it for how long you want to nap. It has an alarm at the end to wake you up. I didn't know you had trouble
sleeping.
Oh
my gosh!
I had no idea.
I've been an insomniac for years, and it's gotten worse in the last couple of years.
Oh,
it's
you're
a real
love
issue.
Pizzizz.
Yeah.
All right.
In fact, I almost got a guy arrested yesterday because his motorcycle alarm wouldn't go off. Anyway, that's another story.
Were you trying to steal it and it wouldn't go off?
No, it just wouldn't go off, and I couldn't sleep. It started really early in the morning and kept going.
Oh,
and
dear.
Anyway, long story. It all worked out. We're not really friends, but
we are now.
We worked it out. He didn't go to jail. But I wanted him to for a little while there. So Leo showed you Emerald Observatory, Awaken, and Progressive Emerald Observatory, 99 cents, and the other two were $1.99, so very reasonable. But I thought that this would be a good opportunity to show our DIY of the week. This was sent in by Dan Morris, who said he didn't know we were going to do alarm clock apps. So why do I keep saying clop? Cyclops apps.
Alarm clock apps.
I have a speech impediment. That's also getting worse as I get older.
Really? What is your speech impediment?
I just slur my words.
You can't
I don't know. Yeah, I just can't speak, and my S's are strange.
As a trained professional,
you know,
announcer,
I did Invisalign, and I think it's actually worsened my S's.
Oh, those are braces that you don't have them anymore, though, right?
No, but my teeth have shifted. Yeah, I mean, on purpose. I did it to myself.
It would change your
but
vocal characteristics.
But it's kind of, I have a, my S's have gotten a little strange. So sorry, everybody.
It's
my
not
straight
her fault.
Teeth are your loss.
She just talks funny.
Yeah.
That's all.
Sarah,
if you have a tip for us, we'd love to.
Well, it's Dan Morris's tip. He says, I thought you might be interested in my iPad's bedside sleeping nook. I quickly found a conveniently sized pre-made wall. He's got some pictures too, if you want to pull those up.
Here they are.
That looked easy to install. I was kind of shooting in the dark because I didn't have my iPad yet at the time, but luckily the size and the depth are perfect for horizontal or vertical viewing.
He put a dock into it.
Yeah. Shortly after getting my iPad, I thought I should build a dock connector so it could charge there overnight. So I just cut a hole and mounted a clock connector cable using Shugru. Now, have you heard of Shugru?
Shugru. No, no.
Yeah, Shugru. There's a link in our doc. It's like
S-U-G-R-U.
.com is the website. It's like this sort of malleable material that can help seal up little
spaces.
I've
seen Shugru.
Yeah, I guess it's like a big, they almost market it as like DIY gook for hackers.
Their slogan is hack things better.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, this is what Dan used, just kind of around the dock. And he mentions, listen, it's probably not recommended to paint this stuff, but I did. It looks pretty good. And there's his simple way to mount an iPad in a wall nook.
Huh.
Thanks, Dan.
So he had the nook.
So
he
what
puts
you
the dock
do,
in with Shugru.
You find one of the alarm clock apps that we've shown
there
you that
go.
You like the best. And now you've got an in-the-wall dock. If you're one of those people who's got a little bit of wall space. See, that's the perfect, because it's right into a closet, it looks like, was where that wall goes
perfect.
Into. So it's perfect for Dan.
Isn't that
depends
neat?
On your bedroom.
That's our tip of the week.
Yeah. And I love the DIY stuff.
Correct
send those
me if
in.
I'm wrong.
Yes, Leo?
But it's funny, the iPhone has a clock app with an alarm in it. For some reason, they left that out of the iPad.
I don't know why, because I actually use my iPhone as an alarm every morning.
Yeah.
That's my, just easy, it's there.
So this is, now I understand why people wanted this subject, because it doesn't come with one.
It is odd, isn't it?
It is a little.
I mean, I can understand, we didn't put a camera in Gen 1, but why not the
Here's Awaken, by the way, just so
the
you,
alarm.
Just for completeness sake,
oh,
that's
the,
what it looks
the Awaken
like.
App.
Yeah.
So this is that, if you want analog, you go with Emerald. If you want straight digital, very Tron, then you go with Awaken.
Right, and you choose music from your iPad, your iPad playlist.
Again.
Am I looking at you? Holy. I'm just going to add some songs here for my.
songs.
Don't you hate it when you tap and then it doesn't respond, and then you tap again
Absolutely
and then it responds
curtains?
Because it's. You don't like that?
I don't know it.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, it's a Pink Floyd song.
And Achilles' Last Stand. I like to wake up to Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. Actually, I did wake up to Pink Floyd this morning. It was the strangest thing. I have a Pandora. No, that's a long story.
Talk about coming out of a dream in a weird state.
No, it wasn't good. I have a Pandora station that has. It started with parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, Simon and Garfunkel. And then all of a sudden it's going, and it was Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And it was like, shine. And I thought, I don't want to wake up to this. This isn't the same thing as Simon and Garfunkel.
Well, that song also kind of, it kind of goes up and down on you. You know, it sort of starts low and
yeah.
then,
Yeah. Ding, so. Ding. So anyway, this play album art, shuffle music, all of that stuff. There's a flashlight.
Why? That's just part of the alarm clock?
It just comes with it. In case you wake up in the middle of the night. Now, you can choose, you know, what display you want mm-hmm. if you go into the settings here, and they have different clocks.
Oh, okay.
So you're not stuck. They are mostly LCDs. I showed you the flip clock, which I really like. You might like this one. This is the 8-bit clock.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's kind of fun.
It's very Mario.
Yeah, it's very Mario.
And then finally, and I think this is not, he's put every feature in the world. You can make this into a photo frame. So it will show pictures from, you know, you have to select pictures, but it'll show pictures from.
It's nice, but it's like photo frame, flashlight, plus alarm.
It's everything you'd ever want.
Three apps in one.
It's everything you'd ever want. So there's my photo library. I just put some stuff in there for my photo library. You see like that? Yeah, it's like the full thing. So if you want a basic alarm that does everything, Awaken. I'm glad I could finally show this one.
Yeah.
That's a great clock app.
Awaken, $199.
$199.
For a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they have a Mac version and an iPhone version as well.
If you guys want links to all the apps we mentioned, you, of course, you know where to go, but I'll tell you anyway. iPad today at twit.tv/IPT. That's also where you can watch past episodes if you've missed any of them. There was a week, episode 12, where the episode went up late, so maybe you missed it. If you were looking for it on Friday night, didn't get up till Monday, go back and look at our past episodes or watch them again. I mean, they hold up very well. They age well. And, of course, you can subscribe.
That's not at all self-serving. I don't think. You could say that.
No.
They age well. Yeah.
Well, but you know why? Because we don't age in our past episodes.
I've noticed you never age.
We age in reverse, actually.
Well, we've only been doing
episode
really,
one, we were much younger.
When you only do a show for 4 months... You shouldn't. If you could tell that we looked older after 4 months,
might be time to throw in the towel.
We'd be in trouble.
It's a little too stressful.
Oh man,
iPad today.
You know
when
Leo started iPad today, his hair was black, jet black, and now look at it. He's got. It's the stress of creating
the
show.
Look at him. He's an ad man. He's wearing ties.
You notice that? I'm going for the John Hamm look. What do you think?
You're it's like one in the same. I don't know who's who. Yeah, Don Draper. Where's your
Don
whiskey?
Don Draper. I need a whiskey. Yeah. I have one actually.
Me too.
Right here.
Quick reminder, we do record iPad today live every Thursday. We try to start for 1:30 p.m. Pacific, and we rarely make it.
Well, I think we've never.
But we're usually sitting in the chair, at least fooling around and getting started at 1:30, so you can always join us then. And if you've got app ideas of your own, and, you know, like I said earlier, we do listen to you, and we want to do themes that appeal to those of you, especially all of you alarm clock lovers, because you know you're out there. Shoot us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv. Questions, comments, everything. Love it.
You know, in our chat room, this is a great question. Eli asks, wake up to Twit Live to our audio? You know, we have an audio stream at twit.am of all the stuff. It's like a radio station. And I don't think yet you can. I do because I use my Sonos at home, and that's going to be set to wake up to Twit Live.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll have to look and see. But, you know, this is my plan. When we do the morning show, because we want to do a morning show,
yeah.
I will make sure that we have a morning show Twit app that will be an alarm clock app so that you have
You said clop. You said clop.
I will have an alarm clop app. Now I understand why you do that. There's too many P's in alarm clop.
Yeah, it gets away from you.
And the P is silent.
Right.
Just like in my pool. The clock app on the iPad or the iPhone or the iPod will go off, you will hear us, which could be your worst nightmare or your happiest.
Right, or your most wonderful wake up ever.
And you know what? I could record special, maybe for the first people who buy this, I will say, you know, record a special thing.
It could be your pizzizz.
Yeah, I could say, have you heard the Jeeves? Jeeves wake up clock?
Any relation to Ask Jeeves?
Yeah. Well, no. It's Jeeves the butler.
Isn't that who Ask Jeeves is? No,
it's different. Well, I guess it is ultimately.
But
yeah.
It's all from the popular butler named Jeeves.
Yeah. It's from a company called Voco. It's called the Good Morning Sir Alarm Clock. They sell it on ThinkGeek.
Okay.
Let me just play a little bit.
I get tired of Jeeves waking me up every morning.
It's kind of silly, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Here's a little bit.
Excuse me, sir. I'm so sorry to disturb you, but it appears to be morning. Very inconvenient, I agree.
Oh, I get so sick of this.
I believe it is the rotation of the earth that is to blame.
Does he say a new thing every day?
He has. Oh, yes. He has a vocabulary.
I was going to say. Here, I don't know. Jeeves, get out of my room.
How about this one? This one.
Oh,
this
dear.
One.
Come, come. Let us not be defeated, sir. Let us seize the day and take it roughly from behind. As the colonel used to say.
Now you would like to wake up to that, wouldn't you? All right.
You know, if you can make me laugh first
exactly.
thing in the morning.
What a great way to
when
start.
When I'm in my dinosaur triceratops, I'm going to.
Are you one of those people who has to have a cup of coffee before you face the day? I sort of am.
Sometimes it's tea, but yeah, I don't really feel like I've woken up until I have a cup of caffeine. I can't be responsible for anything I do before it, that's for sure.
No.
Which is nice because I have that hour of solitude in my car so that when I get here, I'm kind of a human. You guys haven't seen the Triceratops.
How about this is one of
them? Just roared to herself.
It is time to face the day. Shall I cancel your appointments and book a hotel for a month in the Seychelles? Very good, sir.
You know, Seychelles is sinking.
No.
It's not going to be around much longer.
Dear.
Even faster than Venice.
There's another one.
The world has been very anxious to hear from you for the last 8 hours. Shall I inform the news agencies you're about to rise?
I don't know.
Okay, I get it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like Michael Caine waking me up.
Yeah.
It's kind of got
not
that.
So cockney, though.
It's not so cockney, but...
Hello, Sarah.
Well, you know,
it's
Michael Caine and Batman. You know, he's like, he's at my service.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Arthur, when he's Arthur.
Yeah, when he's Arthur.
Yeah.
We should move on.
I think we should. We got stuck here. Do we have an ad or something we need to do?
Yeah, we do. In fact, it's Carbonite.
Oh, well, let me tell you about it. I could do this in my sleep.
Yeah,
I
tell
won't.
Me about Carbonite. I don't know a darn
I
thing.
Won't, but I could because I know so much about Carbonite.
I'd love to know.
I install it on every computer. Carbonite is backup for not for your iPad, although you should be. Oh, God, I got the worst call on the radio show this week.
Yeah.
Guy had an iPhone, and he had a lot of pictures on the iPhone, and it died. Mm. And I said, well, there's nothing to worry about, because when you connect it to iTunes, just like your iPad, it backs up everything, right?
He said,
I haven't connected to the computer for 5 months.
Oh, no.
There are pictures of my dog who recently died on here. It's the only place I have these pictures. And I couldn't help him. So we don't have a backup solution for your iPad, except that you should plug it in every few days just to make sure it's getting backed up.
Yes.
And then if you've got Carbonite installed on your system. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring you down.
No, it's fine. I just feel for him.
I know.
He's not the only one, though.
It's awful. It happens, and they don't back up. And this is why I'm so big on Carbonite.com.
Right.
So Carbonite has a couple of features that you're going to like that I think are fairly important when it comes to backing up. One is it's automated, so you don't have to think about it. It just does it. In fact, if you go to Carbonite.com right now and sign up for their free trial, all you have to do is use the coupon code iPadToday, and you will get it for, I think it's 2 weeks, and you can see it immediately starts backing up. You can configure the files, but it makes its decision immediately and starts backing up onto the internet. Now, here's the beauty of Carbonite. You can, of course, restore it anytime, but you can go to any other computer, PC or Mac, log into your Carbonite account, and there's all your files. There's an iPhone app, which works fine on the iPad. There's a BlackBerry app that's free as well. So it will back you up automatically. You can get the data back at any time, and you can try it free for 2 weeks. Have I covered all the salient points?
I think so.
Go to Carbonite.com. Use the coupon code iPad today. If you decide to buy, I should have mentioned this, and you use iPad today, you'll save 2 months. It's only $55 a year, so you're going to save even more if you use the coupon code iPad today. I really invite you to try Carbonite. And if you're not backing up, this is a very critical part of your backup solution. Carbonite, Carbonite, Carbonite.com. You got to back it up to get it back. So do it right with Carbonite.
Oh, that was good.
That rhymes.
Have you done that before?
Once or twice.
That just now? All right.
Once or twice.
We have a lot of iPad land-based news, not all of which we'll be able to get to today because we took a long time with Jeeves. And just
are you blaming me?
No, I'm blaming me. Because I, you know...
I blame myself. You're the whipcracker, but I'm the guy who's supposed to be taking the whip.
You're the untamed Mustang.
I'm the untamed Mustang.
That's right.
And I'm not
a very good horse whisperer.
Your job to ride me, baby. So Apple is gearing up to sell get this. I don't know if this is possible. They expect to sell 12 million iPads this year.
Okay. So that was what? April 1.
Yeah.
So out of 8 months, 12 million. You go, okay, that's a
lot. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. They think an analyst who's been interviewing the supply chain folks. So this is what Apple's buying up parts for.
Right.
Another 45 million iPads in 2011.
45 million, which turns into like, it's however many billions of dollars in revenue, which is like the entire revenue stream for all of Apple a couple of years ago.
It's $30 billion, which is, it's actually, if you look at Apple's, you know, over the last few years, that's like the most success they've ever had.
I mean, can anyone argue at this point that the iPad is not a great success? Because this is pretty, I mean, that's, again, these are estimated numbers, but
We don't know yet. We do think that Apple sold about 4.5 million, is doing about 1.5 million a month. But Apple hasn't said lately, and usually, you know, Paul Theriot says, oh, Apple will tell you if they've sold that many. But I think they have. I really do.
Right. 45 million iPads next year. It's a big year. Selling well. $30 billion.
Amazing.
iPads alone.
Amazing.
Crazy town. Also, this is not iPad-related news, but it's certainly interesting to us that the iPhone may be coming to Verizon. And now this is not just the same old rumor that you've been hearing for a million years. This is evidence than ever.
Your buddy MG Sigler says this is probably believable. It comes from a very connected source.
It's the source that people believe Apple leaked through.
I think this is an Apple leak. In fact, MG points out that the original rumor wasn't anything new, so they updated it for the print version of the journal to be, you know, like Apple's really going to do this. Really, folks.
Mm-hmm.
2011 for a Verizon iPhone. You know, at the same time as this got leaked, Verizon announced that it would be rolling out its new fourth generation network, LTE, in Silicon Valley. So I suspect this is probably the case.
The only thing that was kind of interesting about MG's article is that Verizon has got the whole VCast app store that it wants to bundle in with the phones that it rolls out. And, you know, Apple doesn't want any of that because they want everything to be in their own control.
Right.
You know, Apple needing Verizon at least to get away from AT&T, do they bow down to something like that? I mean, would they allow something like Verizon to sell some crap apps that Verizon gets money for on the VCast? I certainly hope not, but
it's one of the things I hate about my Droid X. I like Verizon. I can make phone calls with the Droid X, but it's got a bunch of apps I can't take off that are Verizon apps.
Well, and it's for Apple, it would really be the tables turning because they don't bow down to anybody, or they haven't so far.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. So, very interesting. You know what? You know what's great about this?
What is it?
My AT&T contract is up in December.
Perfect timing.
2 years.
Would you go Verizon?
Yeah, I would.
You know, I saw another interesting stat. About 500,000 iPad 3Gs have been activated out of the, say, 4.5 million that have been sold. So isn't that weird?
Yeah. Why?
Well, it sounds like people aren't activating the 3G. They don't want to spend that $25 a month for 15, I guess.
Why'd they buy the 3G then?
Well, maybe they're not buying the 3G, or maybe they're buying it and realizing they don't want to activate it.
Oh.
And I think what happens is a lot of people get their Wi-Fi and say, hey, that's all I need. I don't really need to pay $15 a month for more access.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you ever use the 3G on your iPad?
All the time.
Yeah, me too.
All the time.
Me too.
I mean, it's why I take it everywhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you're constrained to Wi-Fi networks, which are abundant depending on where you are, but not everywhere.
Right.
Quickly, iPads and celebs. And by the way, before we get into this, you guys send all sorts of iPad Spotted in the Wild celebrity editions, which are great. But sometimes you say things like, hey, there was an iPad spotted on NCIS. Look it up. Google search.
Find it.
No. You're supposed to send me the link, and then I thank you. That's
don't
how
you
this
know?
Works.
We're lazy.
Well, I actually did do a search for that, and I couldn't find anything. So give me proof, and I will reward you in blocks of gold.
Well, you got a Kanye West tweet.
Kanye West. So this actually was sent in by Tony from across the pond, and he was nice enough to censor two tweets by Kanye that referenced the iPad. The first was, where is it?
I have it right here, if you would like to refer to the screen.
Right. Why don't they make MacBooks?
No, do it in the voice.
I don't know Kanye. Well, I'm not going to do Kanye's voice. It won't sound good.
Hey, Taylor Swift, excuse me, but why don't they make MacBooks that get online like the iPad? That's some bull. Beep, man. You got to do the beep. That's some bull.
Beep.
Man. You're not fast enough.
So, well, let's do it again.
You make a lousy beeper. Hey, why don't they make MacBooks that get online like the iPad? That's some bull, man.
I am mad.
And then Kanye says,
man.
Man, he likes to say man a lot.
Man, yeah. Why is it so sexy to me when I see a girl pull an iPad out of her purse? I don't know, Kanye.
Wow.
First of all, what does he mean by why don't they make MacBooks that get online like the iPad? I guess he means that sort of immediacy.
3G.
Oh.
Maybe Kanye is one of the people that use 3G.
I thought maybe he meant like Safari
it's like always
app or something.
Maybe that's
something.
Right.
It's, you hey, never
I'm,
know with Kanye.
I'm puzzled why he thinks it's sexy to see a girl pull an iPad out of her purse.
I guess because it's sexy when somebody has an iPad.
I think he sees it's sexy to see a girl.
I think
and
that
then everything
might
else
be
after
part
that
of it.
Is you, like
a girl,
gravy.
A purse, an iPad over the edge.
It's just gravy, yeah.
Right. Also in our celebrity edition of iPad Spot in the Wild, the Minnesota Timberwolves have a strapping young man named Michael Beasley, Leo, and apparently he loves his iPad, and Phil Wilson had proof, so he sent us in
there
a Facebook picture of, look how happy he is. He's got his Powerade, he's got his iPad,
sure
he's got
not
his
a
friends.
Kindle? I guess he's so big, it looks like a Kindle.
It looks like, does it? I think it looks like an iPad, although it does have that sort of... It looks like it's just a it's a sleeve.
We're gonna take it for granted that is an iPad. It sure looks like it in the edges. There.
It's an iPad.
His hands are so big.
That's an iPad.
He's making an
exactly.
iPad
it
look
looks
like a Kindle.
It looks like a Galaxy Tab.
Maybe you
Gosh
don't know, but
it.
That bottle of water that's 3 gallons. So you can't be a judge by because these guys are they're professional athletes.
I bet Michael Beasley is taller than Jason Howell.
I don't know. Jason's pretty tall. He's a monster.
I don't know if he's basketball tall, though. Speaking of cases, really quick, Moleskine cases now available for pre-order on Amazon.
So people will think your iPad is actually one of those hipster notebooks.
You know what's weird about this is that the iPad cases, I mean, if you're a Moleskine fan, then you're into this. There aren't any prices on Amazon right now, so I'd love to know what they are before I get too excited. But they've also got iPhone 3G, 3GS cases, but no iPhone 4 cases. And it's like, I assume that they've been working on it for a while and the iPhone production just went too fast for them. But come on, you guys. Live in the now.
It must be expensive.
I would assume. Yeah, the materials, but it takes a while to get through. I love how they have the phones docked and then actual writing materials. It's great.
Yeah.
For the iPad, it looks like the only way that you can get the notebook... If you dock
this.
It the way they want is on the right side, and as a left-hander, I would like that to be reversed.
Yeah, we're both lefties.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you can just spin it around and get the same effects. But
I do like the iPhone one. Look at that. That's
so cute.
They
do look nice, don't they? Yeah, it's like a little
this wouldn't
old
be good for me.
School.
Oh, wait a minute, though.
It wouldn't be, no. Because
just turn it around.
Well, but what I'm saying is maybe it's docked a certain way. Like, if you turn it around and then you hold it up, it might fall out. Because the phone or the iPad is obviously supposed to... slip in a certain way, and it looks like that's the bottom.
Are you one of those weird iPad users that has to have your button in a particular orientation?
I prefer it to be on the right hand or the left hand side.
Really?
Yeah.
So it would throw you if it were on the right?
Kind of.
Because I think the right is.
I'd look for it first.
I think you're actually wrong because the right is actually where it belongs.
Wait a second.
No, I'm serious. Look at that's you like it on the left?
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. Because look what's at the.
Wrong.
No, you're wrong. In fact, I ask our audience to email us at iPadToday@twit.tv and tell us that Sarah's wrong.
Wait a second.
I'll tell you why. Okay,
if this
look.
Is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Look, it's on the right. That way, these switches... Okay, is this turning the volume up? And that's turning it down, right? The
you
way
know
you've got it...
I've always been very perplexed by volume.
Yeah, you
up
know
is
why?
Down and down is up.
Yes,
and that's why,
because you got it upside down.
I thought I was just really dumb. Wow. Huh. I like my left hand or left side orientation. And you know what?
I think you can't be the host of this show anymore.
I think you need to tell me a little bit about Angry Birds. All right?
Hey, it's updated. I'm so excited. Before we get an angry Sarah. It's very exciting. Angry Birds has been updated. Now, we talked about and we showed you Angry Birds a couple of weeks ago. It is a physics-based app like the other physics-based apps that we showed you a couple of weeks ago. But Angry Birds is just so much fun to shoot the birds and so forth. And it, please, as we record this, this update came out today. They've added 15. Now, see.
There you go.
Now, see.
Wish you would have left-oriented, don't ya?
Wait a minute.
Don't you, Laporte? Hold
Wait
on.
Wait a minute.
Vindication is mine.
Wait a minute. The birds are upside down.
I think I deserve an apology.
No, see, the button's on the right.
Oh.
I just had to shake it. So here's Angry Birds. And now we've got a whole new level of Angry Birds. And there's a golden egg soundboard in there. I don't see the new level, but I guess it's in there. And there's a golden egg soundboard, and they've really updated the Angry Birds. So if you're an Angry Birds fan, there's nothing to be angry about today. There's only
13 new levels.
13 new levels.
That's great.
Now,
had you exhausted all of your levels? Were you ready
I did. I was ready for more. And I think anybody who's at all serious about Angry Birds, of course, is
finished.
And there's
like millions of people who are serious about Angry Birds.
Oh, more than millions. It's 15. It says in version 1.42, 15 tough new alarm clops.
Oh, nice.
An amazing new golden egg soundboard. And if you speak Chinese, Japanese, or something called e-figs, what language is e-figs?
It's like Esperanto, but shorter. More like Pig Latin.
Maybe it's bird talk.
I have no idea what e-figs is. Is that a language?
I never heard it. It's apparently a language.
We should scrap our Spanish episode 15 and do it all in e-figs.
I've never heard of e-figs.
I think that might be a typo.
You think actually. That's a typo? It's maybe the chat room. Is there such a language as e-figs?
E-figs?
English, French, Italian, German, and Spanish. Thanks to the chat room, they know.
Oh!
But I wish they'd spelled that out.
Wow, I would never have.
Never have thought that.
Never. Well, they're quick on the uptake. A couple emails from our viewers. First one is a little tip, and it's a good one. This one comes from Paula Bird, who says, love the show. I might be one of the more responsible iPad users as I drive and listen to the audio show version only when driving rather than try to watch the video.
Do not watch the video.
But for all of us audio listeners, would you mind spelling out the application names?
Oh, that's
a good
idea.
Because we want to know stuff, and sometimes we don't, because they're weird spellings. And
okay.
I thought that was a very good point.
A-L-A-R-M. C-L-O-P.
Yes.
The other alarm clop that we talked about, that's kind of mean. My friend Barb Sarlat, he does a bit where he says, I wish I were a morning DJ because I would start talking like this. I would confuse people like their radio was mistuned. And then every once in a while he'd do this. And
very nice.
Yeah, alarm clop.
Alarm clop.
Awaken is spelled like awaken.
Awaken.
Emerald Observatory is smelled... Smelled.
It smells good.
Like E-M-E-R-A-L-D, like observatory.
And observing.
And what was the third one? I don't even remember.
Progressive.
Yeah.
Like the insurance.
I don't think that's hard.
But going forward, Paula,
we will make sure
to think of that because that's a really good point because sometimes things are spelled a little bit weird. And we all know that searching in the App Store is a little weird all on its own. So we'll make it as easy as possible for our audio listeners because we don't ever want to leave you guys out. Even though we say watch the show in video because it's best, audio listeners should not feel left out at all. So thank you very much for the heads up on that. Second email from Sean Sieg, who says, go blue, go Wolverine. So I have to assume he went to Michigan. I'm so glad you covered fitness apps. This was last week, episode 13. We did. I'm into my 6 week of a diet and exercise plan. I've been using the fitness app called Calorie Counter by Fat Secret.
I use Calorie Counter.
Has a food diary, exercise diary, diet calendar, and weight tracker. Sean is happy to report he's lost 35 pounds so far.
That's really great.
Actually, I don't know for sure that you're a he, Sean. I assumed that.
S-H-A-W-N.
It's more of there are girls named Sean.
I could go both ways.
So, don't want to assume anything, but 35 pounds, man or woman, is quite an achievement. We have a video. This is of Sean working out and watching iPad today, and this is in response to me last week saying, well, isn't the iPad a little big to have at the gym with you, and it's kind of cumbersome, and how does it all work?
Oh, no.
I was actually referring to Sean... being on free weights because then you have to have everything next to you. I mean, not all machines usually have a little ledge where you can.
That Fat Secret program, by the way, I use that on the iPhone, and it's nice because they have a free website, fatsecret.com.
Yeah, and it syncs.
So it syncs to it, so you can enter data in a variety of different places. So that's actually a very good calorie counter. I should probably have mentioned that last week. I'm glad he found that.
And for our other video, and this is a YouTube video, so it should work fine. Henrik from Norway has a little tip for us.
It's
a really easy one, and I can't believe we didn't know about it already.
Did you know that you can take aluminum foil over a pen and then use that to draw on the iPad?
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's like a brush, too. Oh, that's pretty. Wow.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. He must be doing that in brushes, and he's drawing the Twit logo, which is very sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
Henrik, you know how to win us over.
You know, you could do the same thing with...
Love the show.
Thank you, Hendrik.
Thanks,
you can
Hendrik.
Do the same thing with a sausage or a cheese stick.
Does it have to have aluminum?
No. That's the beauty of it. Apparently anything moist.
But aluminum isn't moist.
No, but it's got to be conductive. So aluminum conducts your finger juice.
I would much rather use aluminum than a cheese stick. Or actually, a sausage would be my least favorite.
But if you didn't have, if you were like, you know.
If you were out of aluminum, but you had a sausage.
Yeah, sausage. And we actually verified this one day on Twit Live. So just so you know, I know it works. If I'd known we were going to do Hendrik's tip, maybe next week I'll bring a cheese stick.
Okay.
And I'll demonstrate.
All right.
There's only one problem.
What?
Residue.
Yes.
It leaves something behind.
Yes.
Could be mozzarella, could be Jimmy Dean.
It's cheese goo.
Jimmy Dean juice.
Jimmy Dean. Old Jimmy. Reminder, we want to hear from you. You can always write us, iPadToday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail, 757-504-iPad. Or if you don't like iPad, it's 4723, 757-504-4723.
Don't leave us a message if you don't like iPad Today.
No. Well, or just have a good reason why. Oh, we'll listen. It just,
we won't play
we'll
it.
Laugh at you.
We'll mock
unless
you.
It's a really good reason why you don't want to watch. But I bet you wouldn't call unless you were watching. So, we've got you.
You have SarahLane.com.
Yes.
I have, I do not have Leoville.com.
What, does someone else have Leo Laporte?
Somebody else.
Are they squatting or is it something?
Yeah, no, I think they're squatting.
That's a bummer.
So I think that it's really important when you're going to have a kid or if you, I wish when the internet came along, because I was Leo Laporte before the internet.
Right.
That I had registered, I had had the foresight to register my name. I have done that now with my kids. And so AbbyLaporte.com and HenryLaporte.com. And you know what I did? I used Hover.com to do this.
Oh.
Do you know about Hover?
No. Tell me all about Hover.
So there are a number of domain registry companies.
Mm-hmm.
How can I say this diplomatically? Some of them really, you know, you try to buy a domain and you have 80 clicks to get to the end of it because they're trying to upsell
you.
It's a mess. They're selling you a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Not Hover. Hover's been around for a long time. They're part of the Two Cows family. You may remember the name Domains Direct. That's Hover. They renamed it.
Yes.
Yeah. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have moved, we're in the process of moving all our domains over there. A few of them are locked on that other place where they really don't like it if you transfer your domain away, and they're making it as hard as they can. So we're getting it all over there, and I love Hover.com. I've been really happy with it. They've got a great no-hold policy for customer service calls Monday through Friday, 9 to 8 p.m. Eastern time during business hours. They won't put you on hold when you call. You'll get a live person, and you'll get what you want. I called that other company to do this transfer.
Mm-hmm.
I timed it 8 minutes on hold. It took me 2 minutes to get on. The customer service rep said, okay, hold on. He answered the phone, talked to me. I gave him his account number. He said, hold on. Put me on hold for 3 more minutes. Then I spent so much time on hold.
It doesn't make for a happy customer.
Well, that's why I'm transferring to Hover.com. I love Hover.com. For your family name, for an email address, they don't do hosting now. They're not selling you on anything. They just do the domain registration.
So I guess I should use Hover because I've got a baby name list.
Perfect.
For my non-existent babies.
Are you pregnant?
No, I am not pregnant. I'm not planning to become pregnant, but I have a list. If it happens, I don't have to think about it.
This would be a good time to register those names.
I'm going to register all of them.
Yeah. Now you need that.
I need to know what the last name will be, though.
I was just going to say.
I guess I could just do Lane.
Just do Lane.
And just be and then, like that.
And you'll be that person.
I'll be that woman.
You could do Dash Lane. And then your name here.
Yeah, that I hadn't
Jimmy,
thought that far.
Your name, Jimmy, your name here.com.
Yeah.
That's probably available.
It'd just be like Jimmy the Kid.
Little Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.com.
Sarah's Kid Jimmy.
There you go. He won't mind having that as a grown-up.
Somebody would love to have that domain name for the rest of their life.
When he's in business.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best. Here's
something you really don't want.
He went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Good kid.
Hover.com. I tell you what, if you go to, I'm going to get this code right. If you go to iPadToday.hover.com, you can register your new domain there and save 10% off the domain cost or get a new .me domain. This is another way to go. I think somebody already got LeoLaporte.me as well, but it's only $5 for the first year. iPadToday.hover.com. I have had such a great, and I should have done this.
What?
We're transferring like 30 domains over to Hover.com. And
nice.
I started the process and I'm doing it by hand. And then I see $25 will transfer all your domains, one to 10,000, as many domains as you want. $25 will do it all for you. We'll do all the work for you.
perfect.
Yeah.
$25 for 30 domains?
I moved everything. For any number.
Yeah.
I'm moving everything over.
Good.
Hover. iPadtoday.hover.com.
Love it already.
And
thanks,
by the
Hover.
Way, I did use the iPad Today coupon code.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
Why not?
Hey,
there's no
they
rule.
Don't ask you, is that you?
Where's my app cap?
I got mine. Here, you take mine.
Okay.
I'll go reach back here and get all one
right.
in the app cap store. We got a whole store back
app
here.
App cap on. Crotchety old cap.
All right. It's app cap time.
It's app cap time.
This is the time of the show where we like to wear funny hats.
Ooh, you're doing a different kind of a hat.
I've decided to be Russian today.
I feel like you should be eating kipper snacks or something
yes.
while we do this.
I am from Philly.
We'll go through these quick because TNT comes on right after us, and we're running over, as usual.
As usual.
And Tom gets, he's so insufferable
you start
when he's
with
late.
Yours looked kind of funny. I thought it was a little odd. I saw the sole of a shoe.
Zappos.com is my app of the week.
They have an app?
Yeah, they do. They've had an iPhone app for a while, but now they have an enhanced iPad app. It's great. And the reason it's great is because, so I'll just use shoes as an example. That was what I was doing before.
You're one of those women who can't walk by a shoe store without going in.
No, in fact, I've started to avoid them entirely because I'll just buy something. I can't window shop. I need to be
look at those.
Ignorant of everything.
It's hard not to buy those shoes.
So Zappos, as many of you may know, was originally known for shoes and has become kind of, well, it's actually owned by Amazon now, but it's like Amazon in the way that it slowly expanded out into other things. So now there's clothing and makeup.
I still buy my shoes there.
Yeah, it's a shoe place. So let's say I want to go sneakers, and let's say I want some Converse. Those look nice.
Sometimes people are nervous about buying shoes online, but once you get a shoe that you know fits, then you can go right back there.
That's the key, is that it has to be a brand that you already trust and you know, because brands do. They run big or they run small. But
although they're very good about returns. It's easy to
returns.
Return something to Zappos. Are you going to buy pink Keds?
Well, those are Chuck Taylors.
Oh, sorry.
Keds. They're Converse. I love them. They're actually really cute.
They're cute.
But what
you're
like,
gonna buy them, aren't you?
What I like about
you're gonna buy them, aren't
well,
you?
Well, I thought about
buy
it a little
pink
bit.
Pink sneakers.
What I like about the Zappos experience is that the web experience is fine. It's good. But there's something about the iPad app that's, you know, there's like a tangible thing. You know, I feel like I'm more at a store. It's like I'm almost touching the stuff.
I like this. This is better than the web.
Which
look
is,
at that.
It
look
is.
At that.
There's something about, I feel like I'm going through the racks, you know, like I'm a shopaholic and I'm feeding the beast kind of
beautiful.
Thing. Yeah. So you get the idea. I mean, it's a free app. So it's no, you don't have to, you know, you're not paying anything extra to not go through the store. It's a nice experience. Zappos is a good brand. People like it. The people who work at Zappos have a good philosophy. You know, if you're not familiar with the kind of Zappos
I love
experience.
Tony.
Well, yeah, Tony.
Weren't you there when we interviewed Tony Hsieh?
No.
On
Net
at Night?
No, I saw it,
oh,
but I
wasn't
love there.
Tony. And he's just such a cool guy.
And, you know, like I said, they've got more than app. Clothing, beauty, housewares, that sort of thing. So if you're a Zappos fan, you got to have this app because it's free. And if you're not a fan, then this is a great time to try it out and see if you can't get something there that might be a little bit less than what you get in the stores or save yourself a trip to the mall. There you have it, Leo.
They had a shirt there that said Babe Magnet.
Oh, really?
But I think they meant Babe the Blue Ox because it was like plaid lumberjack style. It was a Paul Bunyan shirt.
Babe Magnet.
Yeah, there.
Oh.
Look.
Well, that is a Babe Magnet. It's like
really?
The lumberjack look. Yeah, very big right
you
now.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Boy, I tell you,
get your lumberjack shirt, boys.
Never,
it's coming back.
Never understand.
Flannel's back. We're grunge.
Girls today.
I know. We're a fickle
Can
bunch.
I do two? I know we're running out of time, but I have a very special hat.
You can.
And, you know, we were talking about Angry Birds. There's a new game called Saving Private Sheep.
Is that like Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah, kind of, except it's sheep.
All right.
And you're saving sheep from bad things. And it's I have to say... it is very, very, and it's open faint, so I have to turn on the open faint here. But it is, this is, by the way, this is, instead of Apple's game center, which you can't get yet on the iPad, this is open faint. It's very similar, and I like it. So, don't you love this? Look at this.
It's just
sheep.
Like a Spielberg movie.
It's like, you got sheep.
You barely tell the difference.
You're going to save them from the farmer. There once was a wonderful land
it's
where sheep
and
sheep.
It's even black and
white.
Well,
wow,
they've really gone the extra
it's
mile.
The documentary,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, uh-oh, we're going to have to run because I hear that TNT has Veronica as a guest and she doesn't have much time.
Oh.
So that's one. Here's the other one. And I found out about this from Robert Scoble, who was on Twit on Sunday.
Nice.
He was running a little late, so he sent us a tweet and he said, follow me on Glimpse.
And that's G-L-Y-M-P-S-E.
Glimpse spelled with a Y. This is so cool. It's a free application. You download it and put it on your iPhone or your iPad. There is also an Android application of this. And once you get it on your phone and you know you're going to be late to somewhere, you can send them a glimpse. So I could send it via email or phone.
Oh, neat.
I could say the duration of the glimpse so that people can't track you forever. You say, well, it's going to take me about an hour to get there, so I'll make the duration an hour.
This is such a Scoble thing, isn't
and
it?
You say what your destination kind of is, where you're headed to, and you can pick somebody on a map, pick somebody from your contacts, or they have some random destinations like the Eiffel Tower. I'm on my way, mademoiselle. You can have a message, and then you send this out as a text. They get a link to the Glimpse website where they see you in real time on a map as you navigate to wherever you're going.
So you have to choose your followers wisely.
It's not even a follower. It's a one-person deal.
Oh, okay.
So I'm late. Let's say I'm late to iPad today. I send you a text saying I'm on my way. And you could verify that by going to the Glimpse site with a link that you get in this thing. And you can see my car as I get closer.
So then you have to be careful about who you let know about Glimpse. Because if you say I'm on my way and you're not, then I'll know.
You definitely don't want to. This is only to prove that
this
you're on
your
way.
This is for truthful friends.
Truthful friends.
Yes.
They do have Facebook, Twitter support. So you can tweet it if you want. It's a really neat idea. The next time you're late. This is not a good look. The next time you're late, make sure. Well, the problem is, okay, this hat has ear flaps, but I also have earphones, and the flaps are sticking out because of the earphones.
Yeah, I mean, you're just ridiculous all around. Although I love all the bling. You got gold phones, gold mic. You're like a Russian mafia dude right now.
I am very, very wealthy.
You need some kipper snacks, and you're good to go.
I have in my back of car, I have a whole case of vodka. Would you like
Glimpse
to share
is free,
it with me?
So we've got two for two on the free apps for our app caps today for everybody who likes free things.
And then Saving Private Cheap if you want to spend money.
Yeah, or that. So we have an obligatory cat mention. Should we just roll that?
Go ahead.
We're so late as it is anyway. Tucker the cat.
Screw him. We're already late.
Tucker the cat likes MacBreak Weekly, and his human Steve in New Jersey has proof.
Even in the United States, if he proposes as we've decided to at least
he's actually watching MacBreak Weekly,
yeah.
And his eyes are glowing in a scary, devil-like
way. He's a zombie cat, but he likes MacBreak Weekly.
I think he likes Andy Yanatko's voice, is what it is.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Obligatory cat mention. You'll always get on if you send me a video of your cat watching something on the Twit Network.
Even if it's not of our show, it's just MacBreak Weekly. She'll play it. She doesn't care. MacBreak Weekly is on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern if you want to put your cat in front of your iPad.
It's a good show.
We do this show every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern. That would be 20:30 UTC at live.twit.tv. Email us at iPad today@twit.tv. Sarah Lane.
Leo Laporte.
We'll see you next time on iPad Today. Bye-bye. I'll pizzizz you next week. Bye.
Pizzizz.
I have pizzizz. I'm pizzizzed here.
Sad.